For 3 years, 3,500 soldiers served alongside one another in Utah Territory. It was the largest military outpost in the country. But within a matter of months, the place would become a virtual ghost town, and those same soldiers would be fighting one another. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Each day, The American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of The American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from The American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
In the summer of 1858, one-third of the United States Army marched to the Utah Territory because Mormon settlers were rumored to be rebelling against the U.S. government. Mark Trotter says they built Camp Floyd, about 40 miles southwest of Salt Lake City.
The camp consisted of nearly 400 buildings. It was the largest military camp at the time in the United States in 1858.
The 3,500 soldiers were on the ready. But did they encounter rebels in Utah?
No. Soldiers were very bored here. There was nothing going on. They were basically out in the middle of nowhere. Never really had a rebellion going on, so there was no battle or no fight or no war. They complained of the dusty, hot conditions in the summer and the cold conditions in the winter. Just hated the place, basically.
Camp Floyd went from housing the most soldiers in the U.S. Army to a ghost town in a matter of months.
They got the news of the Civil War. It started in April of 1861, and they were out of here by July of that same year. Lincoln had given them orders to bring out back everything that they could, and then they were told to destroy the camp, not to leave here anything here in Utah that another army could just move in and use.
But when the army left, the soldiers who served together in Utah would soon be fighting against one another.
Here at Camp Floyd, there were soldiers from both the North and the South, and so that split the movement as well. Those from the southern states went to go with the Confederacy. A lot of the generals here that you hear later on in the Civil War were actually here at Camp Floyd.
The place was also used as a Pony Express station and an inn for the stagecoach line. A few buildings remain and are today a part of Camp Floyd State Park. Traveling the countryside in Fairfield, Utah, I'm Andrew McCrae.